WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Youngkin bids farewell in his final State of the Commonwealth address. As planned for the first day of the General Assembly, Democrats advance 4 constitutional amendments. And State Senate Democrats begin to lay out their housing affordability agenda. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, January 15th. Governor Glenn Youngkin is saying goodbye to the executive mansion, delivering his last speech to a joint meeting of House and Senate members Wednesday night. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on his message to the General Assembly.
The state of the Commonwealth is strong, says Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, the former businessman who became governor. He says he's leaving Virginia with a surplus.
And record revenue that enabled $9 billion in tax relief and still historic investments across every critical area. And while throughout 2025, many predicted financial calamity, not only has financial calamity not happened, but once again, Virginia is running a significant surplus.
But that surplus has a downside, says Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell.
The Medicaid forecast was off by billions of dollars. The K-12 forecast requires nearly $1 billion, and thanks to Trump and Republicans in Congress, we have to find another $1 billion because of tax changes they made at the federal level. While pushing down even more Medicaid expenses and SNAP costs and everything else on us, the governor's not left us with what I would say is like a sustainable budget environment.
Virginia has a 2-year budget, so the outgoing governor gets to propose a spending plan as he leaves office. But members of the General Assembly and the next governor, Abigail Spanberger, are poised to throw that budget into the trash can and start over next week after the inauguration. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Democrats are projected to hold on to a pair of House of Delegates seats following special elections in Northern Virginia Tuesday. Unofficial results from the Department of Elections show Gretchen Bulova will succeed her husband as delegate for District 11 in Fairfax. Margaret Franklin will represent District 23 in Prince William and Stafford counties. The elections were triggered when the previous delegates were tapped for positions in Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger's cabinet. The 2 projected wins help Democrats shore up a near supermajority in the House. They have 64 House of Delegates seats. And on Wednesday, they celebrated their majority and outlined how they will govern over the 60-day General Assembly session. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
My, how we've grown.
That's Virginia House Speaker Don Scott. The Portsmouth area Democrat said they'd make good on Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger's promise to address affordability issues and push back on President Donald Trump.
This is a new era for Virginia, an era defined not by chaos, but by competence. We got a different motto. We want to make America boring again.
Gun laws, health care, housing, and energy all made the priority list, as well as a handful of constitutional amendments, including one that may see Virginia's Republican congressional delegation reduced from 5 members to 1. But Scott said such a move wouldn't run against his promise to use his new majority with, quote, restraint.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. That is restraint. We're trying to restrain the power of Washington, D.C., from invading the Commonwealth of Virginia.
But Scott will face opposition with Republican Minority Leader and Gate City Delegate Terry Kilgore leading that front. He said he's been unimpressed by Democrats on affordability promises so far.
I'm looking at a lot of bills that have been filed that really do not lower prices.
Governor-elect Abigail Spanberger was also in the Capitol building Wednesday.
I'm doing the rounds at the caucus meetings to say hello to everybody.
She stopped by both Republican and Democrat caucus meetings to offer well wishes.
Virginia's House of Delegates advanced 4 constitutional amendments Wednesday, but not without some interesting votes from members of both parties. And Brad also has that report.
The headline-making vote Wednesday night was Democrats' mid-decade redistricting amendment. Henrico County Democrat Rodney Willett carried the measure. He said it keeps Virginia's options open.
This allows the voters to decide how we do redistricting. They will vote, if this is approved, they will vote in a referendum to approve or not approve.
All Republicans voted against it, with many saying it ran against the will of voters who approved a bipartisan redistricting process ahead of the last map drawing cycle. Two Democrats, Nova delegates Carrie Delaney and Alfonso Lopez, did not vote on the effort this year. They voted in favor last year, but told the Virginia Scope they were avoiding a conflict of interest because of work on federal legislation in their professional capacity. Other amendments include nixing Virginia's ban on felon voting. Here's bill patron Elizabeth Bennett Parker.
The restoration of rights benefits reentry, reduces recidivism, and makes communities safer, because people feel included as part of our democracy and have a say in what happens in our communities.
Colonial Heights delegate Mike Cherry was the lone Republican to break party lines in favor. In a statement, he said his work as a pastor made him believe in second chances. And a rollback of Virginia's same-sex marriage ban was carried by openly gay Fairfax Democratic delegate Mark Sickles, but Appomattox delegate Tom Garrett broke party lines alongside two other Republicans to support it. Here's Garrett.
It's my responsibility to do the best I can being me, but it's not my responsibility to judge other people. Consistent with their values or my own.
And an amendment enshrining protections for abortion, carried by Alexandria Democrat Charnel Herring, passed along party lines. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
State Senate Democrats discussed their affordability agenda for this year, which includes housing affordability. Senator Scott Surville says entire generations of Virginians are being priced out of the American dream of owning a home. The median age of a homeowner is now 59. According to the nation's largest real estate trade association, in 2010, it was 39.
The National Association of Realtors was so stunned by this, they literally changed the front cover of their annual report. They planned to use a picture of a young expecting couple. Instead, they put on there an older couple nearing retirement, because that's the reality of who buys homes today.
Surville says there will be many different approaches proposed this year to help lower the costs, including rezoning land owned by religious organizations to permit the construction of housing developments and expanding grants for first-time homeowners. The General Assembly will consider a bill to extend the state's sales and use tax exemption for data centers to 2050 with new conditions. Patrick Larson with VPM News reports.
The data center tax break, which applies to certain computer equipment and software, was previously estimated to cost the state $80 to $100 million yearly. Fast forward to fiscal year 2025, and data centers reported they received more than $1.9 billion in total tax exemptions, according to the Virginia Department of Taxation.
I guess there are two ways you can look at it. We were foolish in the first place, or it's been enormously successful. We've attracted a lot of data centers to Virginia.
That's State Senator Cree Deeds, a Democrat from Charlottesville. He's carrying a bill that would keep the tax break on the books until 2050, in line with a proposal by current Governor Glenn Youngkin. But he says it should be conditioned on energy efficiency, clean energy use, and other factors.
We've got to make sure that we have done the best we can to protect other consumers, residential consumers primarily, from additional expenses because of the infrastructure required.
The General Assembly session gaveled in on Wednesday.
Patrick Larson reporting. The leader of Virginia's prison system is leaving the job after more than 2 years and just before Abigail Spanberger's first day as governor. Also with VPM News, Dean Mirshahi reports.
Governor Glenn Youngkin named Chad Dotson director of Virginia's Department of Corrections in 2023. Like Youngkin, Dotson's last day on the job will be Friday. Before Dotson was Virginia's prison chief, he was appointed by Youngkin to be the head of the state's parole board. Virginia has the lowest recidivism rate in the U.S., but state prisons have also faced intense scrutiny over claims of abuse and poor living conditions. Dotson wrote on Facebook that he's committed to Virginia's public safety and thinks he will serve the Commonwealth again, quote, sooner rather than later.
Dean Mirshahi reporting. Finally today, used car giant CarMax has laid off hundreds more employees following mass layoffs in October. The Goochland-based company announced Wednesday that 230 employees at its corporate headquarters will be out of work. CarMax said in a prepared statement that it will save money operating with a, quote, faster, leaner workforce. According to Richmond BizSense, the Fortune 500 company has shed more than 1,000 jobs in 2 years. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.